John. He said, Lord, I kept all the commandments. I didn't lose nobody. But the son forgets you. I lost him because of your word. I could have saved his behind you. Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? But I'm trying to tell you, put it in the Lord's hand. And say, Lord, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue. He is my mouth, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord.
That you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ, Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hope program will take place this Wednesday, November the 27th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337 2 239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Elder Jeffrey Johnson. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
And he answered, fear not. This is Elisha speaking. Fear not, for they that be with us, oh my God, woo, are more than they that be with them. You got to understand that God has more than any demon that can come towards you. He's got more power than any imp or the devil or Satan himself come against you. God is all powerful. The devil isn't. His power is limited, and he can only do so much to attack you. He can't even, because if you remember Job, he said, if you let me touch him, if you let me, he said, but you got that hedge around him, and that's the same thing you got around you. I'm gonna keep telling this. I know I've said this before, but God keeps wanting to let the people know that no matter what you're seeing, and what I don't care if you don't see a full church or whatever it is, but you got to understand that God is with you no matter what you're going through. Every step of the way that you're going through, that God is right there surrounding you. He is protecting you. He is keeping you from the enemy's hand. When you sleep at night, you can't even watch over yourself, but God is watching over you with his angels. He has a legion of angels that can sit up over your house. He only needs one, but he can take as many as he needs to protect you from the devil's hand. So Elisha said, fear not, for they that be with them, that be with us, I'm sorry, are more than them that are out there before you. Yes. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My God, that is the word. And Elisha prayed. Now, you got to understand, this was a spiritual thing. This was a spiritual thing. The servant saw men in front of him. Danger was present. Things were fixing to change because now I'm losing my freedom and I'm about to be attacked and I don't know what's going to happen past this moment. But Elisha, in his wisdom and in his anointing, said, wait a minute now. I understand what you don't see, but I see more than enough up there out there protecting us. This man could not see what he saw. So he said, Lord, open his eyes just for a moment. Let him see what I see. Let him see what's around him. Because a lot of times you think you're going through it by yourself. Oh, come on, y'all. In the animal kingdom, what do? They single out one animal. They get one of them, they stray away, and the lions attack as he is alone. But then you got one time that you got a bull that's out there, and even though it gets alone, sometimes they come back to his defense. Well, let me let you know, God don't have to come back to your fist because he's already right there. He is already right there. You don't have to look for God to come back. He never left. You might have tried to push him away, but he's standing right there. Oh, we go through some trials and tribulations. We hurt every day. We hurt. We suffer with some things, and we don't understand where the next dollar gonna come from. We got bills that come up. We got trees that fall out of our house. We got all kinds of stuff that go crazy. And we say, God, how are we gonna get out of this? But I want to stand here to tell you flat-footed and tell you God will provide. I'm a witness to it. God will provide. Woo. Now, Elisha didn't even panic. And we know how the story, and I'm gonna give you the short version because I'm gonna keep it moving. But the short version was, he prayed that God, he said, now look, Lord, the men that's against us, smite them with blindness. Then that we know he took them, and he led them to another camp, and then he told them, here they are. When they opened their eyes, they were in captivity. They came to capture, but got captured themselves. You gotta understand that even, and there's going to be some things that's going to come against you, but you don't have to panic and wonder if they're going to get over on you. I find this in workplaces that people have a way, even when, I ain't gonna just say in the workplace, but even in the church, sadly to say, but even in the church, people try to work and get over on you, try to badmouth you to make you look bad so that they can look better. But I have had plenty of times where a person has talked about me and try to put me on Front Street and then messed around and got blasted themselves. And they ain't had to say nothing. I just said, oh my God, thank you, Lord. If you hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. Oh my God, the word, the song said, victory, victory shall be mine. Oh, thank you, God. Ephesians, I'm going to Ephesians. Ephesians 6, the sixth chapter. And I want to start at the 10th verse. It says, finally, my brethren, 6th chapter, 10th verse. And 12 was the verse that I went with. But it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, come on, y'all. Y'all deal with me for a minute. He told him, put on the whole armor of God. Now, why would he tell him to go into the whole, put on the whole armor of God? What's my subject? Spiritual warfare. Get ready for battle. You can't go in the battle not prepared. We live next to Fort Johnson, and all I ever heard was they go into to the field because they're training. They don't do all that training just to go come back and say, hey man, we had a good time getting some exercise. No, they training for battle. For whatever may be coming before them, it may come ahead of them. That's what they have to do. So they're ready, they're prepared. And so God wants us to be prepared, y'all. And in the words of the pastor, Superintendent Johnson, he said this morning, he said, look, we need to bring our children, we need to bring our people back to Sunday school so we can get prepared. Now, understand that we can't fight the devil with get back, stand back. You better leave me alone. Sometimes you got to say, get thee behind me. It is written, as Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You got to know the word. And I thank God for my father pressing down this, because let me tell you something. He was an ordained teacher before he was a preacher. So that's why he loves the teaching of the word. And we have to understand that teaching, Sister Mary, I want to get, my heart was blessed by you on this morning. Because it's not always a teacher that actually knows not just the word or that story, but they know the history, the genealogy, and then some text behind it, and give you some history behind it along with it. So it makes more sense. It gives more substance to it. I'm guilty. Sometimes I go over and get the surface of it and work with it and make it look good and flip it, you know. But God says, no, I need you to know the word. We have to know the word because we have to be ready for battle. I got a couple of questions for you. Have you noticed that things today are getting worse in the world? Thank you, Mother. Oh my God, she's a godsend. Thank you. And there's some things that has changed already. If you haven't noticed, I don't know where you've been. Because now, men can be women, women can be men. Children can choose what, you know, at one point they can choose what gender they want to be before they get to a certain age. This is the abomination of the Lord. This is the abomination of the word. This is the word saying it's an abomination. I got to stay strong on this, y'all. Y'all work with me. And I'm not just talking about that. There's other things in the world. There's politics. There's some things. We don't talk about politics a lot, but let me just share this. There's some changes, there are policies that we don't agree with in either side. But when our trust is in God, that's where we stand on. In his word, they can change every law. They can fix everything they want to. But as long as we stand on God's word, we're going to be all right. That's what I want to say. Have you noticed that unforeseen troubles seem to come about more frequently these days? Just one day you're sitting there and everything's going fine, and all of a sudden it seems like the whole mountain is falling in on you. And you're trying to figure out, where is this coming from? I don't, I don't understand. Why am I having so many troubles one after another? I just got out of this, but then before I could get out of this, another one showed up, and another one showed up. Now over here, I got this. I'm going to share just a little piece of it. We have started this ministry, and ever since we have started this ministry, I have had nothing but problems. Now, I know that's because the devil's mad. He don't want that. You know, the truck, I couldn't even get the truck fixed until I got down here. Had to drive here, almost tore up my tires trying to get here, but I said, I'm getting here. Then I got here, got the truck fixed. And after that, then mom passed away. Now, that hurt. Now, that was a big blow. I said, Satan, now you can do whatever you want to do, but I know where my mother is, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So you can't hurt me there. That woman was a woman of God. I already know this. After this, or in the same time, my father ends up in the hospital. Y'all, come on now. This is your pastor, our leader. And I'm saying, God, what is really going on? And God said, look here, I got you. My hand is still on him. And then, what did he want to do? He was trying to tear up Johnson Temple. He was trying to tear up the church, y'all. But guess what? Because dad taught what he was supposed to teach all these years, instilling you the word of God, look how it's still flourishing. It's the word of God. It's the teaching. Elder Mosby told me, he said, Jeff, he can sit down, he can rest, because what he has taught us, we're going to keep doing what we've been taught. Let him see what the fruit of his labor has come to. Let him see it. Yeah? And I thank God for that. That's unpredictable outcome. Sometimes you want this to happen, but it don't happen that way. Troubles from the ones that you thought you can trust, police officers, government officials, school teachers, pastors, etc. People, man, we got men of God walking out the pulpit saying, I'm gone. I can't deal with it no more. Or I messed up because I couldn't keep myself, because God was with me, but I couldn't keep my flesh, and I had to walk away from the pulpit. Police officers are supposed to be the ones we can call on and trust, but yet still, sometimes we were getting murdered by them. Our school teachers were supposed to be teaching our babies, but they're out there molesting them and teaching them things, a perverted nation. I'm just telling you what this world has come to. It's a spiritual warfare, y'all. And it's time for the church to wake up. I've heard it all my life that Jesus is soon to return.
I ain't going there, brother. I ain't going there.
They say he's soon to return. They've been saying it since I was a little boy. How many of you know it's now more evident today than it is ever before? Revelation is fulfilling itself right before our eyes. You got to understand that with the word of God is what we're going to stand on. It said, the flower may fade, but the word of God going to stand forever. So we got to stand with it. It's a sheer foundation. It's a warfare, y'all. We got a battle. We got a battle. Sit down for a minute. We there's a battle going on that you can't see. That young man that was with Elisha could not see what was around him. And I read this, and I want to get to this verse. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let's stop right now. When your neighbor comes against you, and they act crazy sometimes, and you're trying to figure out where is this coming from, you got to understand, it's not them. It is a spiritual battle. Understand? People will talk about you and carry a lie, and they don't even know why they're doing it. You ask them, say, well, why'd you lie on me? I don't even know. I heard it, and I just thought I'd keep telling it. And you sitting there, you just as crazy. but what the devil wants you to do is get crazy, get unseemly, come out of character. Huh? Just so they can say, see, I told you it wasn't nothing to Elder Owens. It wasn't nothing. You just take one time to pop his bubble. Here, fly up on the handle. That's what the devil wants. But he doesn't know that when you're in God, you have to, you're protected. Well, let me say it like this. If you know who God is, and I mean really know who God is, the one that when you was unsaved and you was out there messing up, and you look at you now, you know what I'm saying? Look at me now. Anyway, look at me now. Because when I was unsaved, I was a wretch undone. I was the one that, I was the prodigal son. Everybody thought it was my brother Howard, but it wasn't him, it was me. We both was out there. But God called us back in. He never took his hand off of us. When you pray over your children, when you pray over your family members, you're praying because you're asking God to touch, heal, and keep, and deliver, and set free, and you know, whatever it is. In Mark 11, it said, have faith in God. And believe in your heart, don't doubt. And when, believe that you received it. How can I doubt what God tell me to receive? And matter of fact, this was Jesus speaking. He said, if you just believe when you ask me that you received it, it'll already show up. Oh my God. I just thank God for even right now, because I said, Lord, it's a little cold in here right now. I wasn't talking about the temperature. I was talking about the spirit. I needed some fire to come up in here. And I said, God, please be with me right now, because I need your spirit. I need your power. I need your word to stir up in me right now, God. God did just what I needed him to do. Woo! Woo, my God. We need to have spiritual eyes and ears open right now. It's a dying world out there. I know y'all heard that about a million times. This one right here says that all the time. It's a dying world. But we have life in this dying world. The life that we live, the life that God has put in his spirit, that he put in his, give us life. He said we need to have spiritual eyes and ears open like never before. Romans 8 and 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, you can have peace in the middle of a storm when you're entrusting God. When you are in God, you are saved. Because let me share something with you. When you know that you're saved, a lot of times the saints or the people of God, the church folks, let me say it like that. When church folks are scared, it's because they know they ain't ready. Come on, y'all. Y'all know when you wasn't ready and you was coming to church and you was still coming and everybody was just going, you say, Lord, I'm here, but I really don't want to be here. But you know, all right, yeah, God, yeah, thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then you leave, you go home, and then when trouble hit, then you know, oh God, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. You right? And then when they say everything's gonna happen, when COVID hit, everybody thought they were gonna die, they start showing up at the church, they start giving tithes, they start paying money, they start giving offerings, they start showing, man, every couldn't wait till what time we gonna start? And let me get on there, because they thought they was gonna die. Scared, fear had taken over them. But when you got peace in God, because you know that you're living right, you know you're giving your all, you know it ain't because of you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So now I need to be in Christ. And when I'm in Christ, that means he's going to suffice me to protect me because he loves me. He already told me he's not going to leave me nor forsake me. And if I die in him, I shall live again. But nobody wants to leave this place. We want to go to heaven, but we don't want to die to get there. We don't. We just want to see it. Oh, my time is up. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can they know them because they are spiritually discerned. So therefore, there's some things in your life that you're going to have to spiritually discern. When mom was sick one time in the hospital, God showed me something. Me and my dad, we were both on both sides of my mother. My mother was crying out. And I sat there, and my dad said, grab her hand, Jeffrey. I said, yes, sir, yes, sir. And I grabbed the other hand. He was on one side. He was sitting in the wheelchair, and we got a picture of him sitting there. And we were getting to pray, and mom kept saying, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And she could not calm down for whatever reason. So the family was sitting there. They were all watching. They were praying, and they were looking. They were praying. They were trying to figure out what was going on. And I said, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I have never done this before in my life, but I said, God, I understand. There's something different here. There's something spiritual here. God was opening my spiritual eyes, and I began to pray for mom. And I said, Lord,
Satan, I rebuke you. Mom said, oh, look. I said, you have to go. I didn't get loud. I didn't make a scene. I didn't call it. Give me some oil. Give me some. I just used what God had gave me. I prayed and mom, calm down. She was fixing to do it. It was fixing to, let me say it, because it wasn't her. It was fixing to do it again. I said, no, I said, go. In the name of Jesus, I'm not standing. I'm not backing up. I believe what my God told me. And I stand on his word that I have power right now. We moved dad back downstairs because he was in the hospital at the time. We put him back in the room, but I came back. Mom was sound asleep, just as peaceful. These are the times that you have to know that you're in God. Recognize when it's a spirit versus a sickness. The sickness is not unto death. That's what he told me. They said, you shall live and not die. This is the word. This is what we have to stand on. We have to know that when God is with us, he's more than, oh my God, I'm more than enough. Jeremiah 1:5. Okay, I wrote it here and I put it, the chicken or the egg, because you know we always got that thing. Is the chicken first or the egg came first? But you know, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. You know he was talking to Jeremiah, but at the same time, you got to understand, before you were in this flesh, you were once spirit with God. Before you were in the flesh, you were once spirit with God. So you belong to him. He said, all souls are mine, saith the Lord. That's the word. Okay, I got confirmation. If we are his souls here on earth, and what when we die, this flesh goes back what? To the earth, right? And our spirit goes to who? To God. So now my soul belongs to God. So now he's taking my soul and he's going to examine it. What did you do with my soul while you, I'm looking at what you have done. And you can't knock the record because it's all recorded right here. It's all recorded. Now y'all think about it. And I'm telling you this like this because see, you're going to have to go face him for yourself. Because when you get yourself, he's going, oh my God. But then it's going to be something. Oh, but yeah, he was faithful. He was all right. He trusted me. He preached on me. He told the people about me when I was out there. Mm-hmm. When he was out there in the world, he shared my word. Look at this. Oh, he's a saint of God. I'm going to give him a crown of life. Or it's going to be the other way. Mm-mm, get thee from behind me. I don't know you. You got to know where you're going. You were once a spirit. So therefore, you are more spiritual than you are natural. It's what we're being taught, y'all. The world is trying to change everything. What our children are being taught in the school, they are being taught that evolution, all these other things, and they've been teaching everything outside the Bible. Even some of them they know the truth, but they just because of the law they can't teach it. So the hands are bound. So you're going to get mad with the teacher because they can't teach it. I'm just doing what they told me to do. But let me tell you something. Education, but see, the knowledge is power. So therefore, you need to get your children here in the word and let them understand before they get out there in the world so that they'll know that they say, you can tell me whatever you'll tell me, but my Bible tells me it's different. And children will do it. My daughter, her niece came home and they had told her something that was outside the word. She came home and told it. She said, they said that we can, this is this and this. And she said, and her mama said, what did you tell? She said, my Bible said differently. You got to teach your children early. Train up a child the way they should go. And when they get old, it will not depart from them. You got to know. And I'm closing. 1 John 4:20 says, if a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? You gotta understand. Look at this. I got my brother Mike over there. Michael, I can't stand you. But yet I'm talking about I love God. How can that work in my heart? I can't have it's opposite. It's not of God. But yet still, I want to love God because I get something from God. I can be blessed by God. I'm protected by God. I'm loved by God. He looked past my fault. But how can I can't look past my brother's fault? I'm a representative of him. Am I right?
So my brother and my sister, who I got a problem with, I need to go to them and say, look, I understand. We don't get along, but I got a problem with you, but I need you to, let's talk it out. Let's come to an agreement. Now, don't do this. You know that Negro, what he said about me. can you believe this? And they start looking for people to, and you wouldn't believe what they did to me. Because that's what we do, right? We go t-